the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, welcome to it for another week.
And another one of those intros, which is very low energy from Beck, but that's all right. We'll forgive her.
What do we want? Should we brainstorm a new podcast intro?
Okay, just off the cuff, give me a potty intro.
Well, like,
It needs the live from the studios.
No, just do we just go straight to the Ellie and Taz podcast?
That's all it needs.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah.
And then maybe a little bit of a succulent Chinese meal, because that occasionally pops up in our show when we're doing our show. That's fun.
Yeah, but that might get repetitive. Do we get
funny though?
Different podcast owners? Oh, no, that's
no,
true.
No.
Just something with a bit more pep. All right, we'll work on it.
Yeah.
welcome to today's show. It's a Monday. I randomly turn into Darth Vader during a part of
Is that going to make the podcast?
Yeah, that'll make the podcast.
You're not cutting it out?
No.
Because often when you and I will do anything ahead of time, I might come up, oh, you're coughing in the background already.
I am.
What do you think about this as an idea? Let me brainstorm something with you right now.
Okay.
You know how if I yawn or if I'm talking about yawning, you will want to yawn or
yes.
you will eventually yawn. They're yes. contagious.
Yes.
Why don't we go for the world's most contagious yawn? We say, hey, Friday, 5 o'clock, set your watches, Sunny Coast. We want everyone to be listening. Families in the car, yada, yada. We're going to yawn on the air and see. We want to see if you also yawn and you let us know if you yawn.
Love it. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it this week.
Done.
World's biggest
this
yawn.
This week during school holidays, I think it needs more. It needs more. Maybe we postpone it a week.
Okay.
Work out the logistics of the yawn. Do we need to pre-record the yawn? Because can you yawn on command?
Like this whole time you've been talking about it, I want to yawn. I felt good. Did you just yawn? This is a little beta test.
Yeah.
Did you just yawn listening to this? Let us know.
Can you message us, either me or Ellie personally, really annoy us at 2 a.m. and just send us a message?
Oh, my Do Not Disturb's on then. But
is
I'll
it?
Read it. Yeah, absolutely.
When's your Do Not Disturb on? 6:05?
From 10 till 8.
Till 8?
I think. Yeah, maybe even
so
8.
So if I call you, does it even go through?
No. Nah. You have to call me twice.
Gee, that'd be nice.
Oh, it's the best.
Should I do that? I should probably
yes,
do that.
Yes, you should. You need to switch off.
I don't switch off.
All right.
Anyway, enjoy the show. Ellie does cough up her lungs at some point.
It's
bonus points
as,
if you can find it.
Yeah, if you contagiously cough as well.
It's a brutal cough. It's really
it's
phlegmy.
So hard.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
You learnt the dance to that one yet, Tazzy?
No, I'm hoping that your friends are going to teach me.
Oh, you got to throw the keys up, park your Lexus. There's a whole range of movements.
I know. I've got to learn it. I do have to learn it. You're the only one of your friends that don't know the moves.
Yeah, no, they spent like 3 hours learning it. That was too much for me. I just sat and watched the footy. We are Ellie and Taz.
Watch your beloved Eagles lose again.
Oh, yeah. It's par for the course.
Only by 30 on the weekend, though. Proud of you.
Yeah, actually 26. Thank you very much.
Yeah, wow.
That was really quite a good loss for us.
Real nail biter there.
Yeah, we're stoked. Anyway, hey, moving on from the great success my team nearly had, there is something that's being rolled out in Noosa, being trialled at the moment, that I want to jump on board. Smart bins.
Yeah, I've heard about this. I thought they were coming to the Maroochydore CBD as
well. Well, they're already in the Maroochydore CBD. Yeah, but the Maroochydore CBD ones are a little bit different. I think... Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, I don't know much about them.
That the ones in the Maroochydore CBD actually take the waste, they empty themselves. There's like a chute underneath it.
Yes, it all just goes flying. So they don't need to be emptied as such because they go elsewhere. The rubbish goes elsewhere.
The ones in Noosa, though, they are like compaction bins, right? So they'll crush the rubbish after you put it in there.
Yep.
And then there's like a real-time sensor in there that lets the rubbish trucks know how full the bin is so they know which bins need to be emptied and which bins don't.
That's cool.
That is the future, Taz.
I really like that.
If we can make bins smart, I feel like this opens us up to a whole new realm of possibilities.
We did talk 2 or 3 weeks ago about smart toilets.
Yeah.
Remember? It would scan your business as you do it.
I believe it took photos of your business.
It did. There were 4 different cameras. Surely we don't need 4 different cameras in a smart toilet. I think there's smart toilets. There's also smart plants or at least smart plant pots.
Is there?
When you plant something in it, it will know what it's supposed to do and what the soil's supposed to be like.
And how
it
much
will show
it
you if it needs water or if it needs sun.
Oh, I need that badly.
Yeah, I need that too.
Well, I thought if these things all exist, Taz, I think we can invent some new smart things. All right, what else needs to... be turned smart in your eyes?
Off the top of my head, smart shoes.
I had smart shoes on my list.
Really?
They walk for you?
No.
Oh.
No, they sense how far you've walked, and maybe if you're walking wrong, they help you correct your posture. If you're running for a marathon, they know your time and your distance and all of that. It's
that
all
does
in the
make
shoe.
More sense. Well, my version of smart shoes literally take the steps for you. They
how?
Propel you. I don't know. That's up to the scientists to figure out.
Yeah, okay. What else have you got?
What about a smart chopping board? So you go to
I don't have that, surprisingly enough, on my list.
You go to chop your food, and the smart chopping board chops it for you. Okay. I mean, a little bit dangerous with the knives flying around everywhere.
I don't like you just... You're famously against robots. You want shoes to walk for you. You want vegetables to cut themselves. I've got smart glasses that change to sunglasses when it's bright enough.
Oh, I like that.
I feel like that could already be a thing.
Yeah, that's a fashion trend if I've ever heard one. What about smart surfboards?
They surf
they
for
surf
you.
For you. So you don't have to do anything. You don't have to paddle onto the wave. You just stand up and away you go.
So is there a camera on the front of the surfboard?
Oh, sure, we can.
So that
on
it's not just careening into other surfers trying to stay on the
smart,
wave.
Yeah, smart, Taz. Okay. Don't you get it about it being smart?
Well, my fault. Last one for me. Smart plates.
Yes.
You serve up your roast dinner, your Sunday roast, all the vegetables, the mash, etc. It knows what's on the plate.
Yep.
And it scans it. It knows how heavy it is. It works out calories.
Divides your
healthy
macros.
Yep. It does all of that for you, and the plate does it.
Oh, I like that. I like that, but
is that
not
really
as much
good
as I like my smart drinks idea.
It drinks
it's a glass
for you
that refills your glass on cue. Hey.
Ellie and Taz.
Hey, so Sunny Coast, I want to spark a bit of a frenzy this afternoon if you're a Star Wars fan. Like me.
What if I'm not? Can I leave for this part?
Can you shut up for this break, please? Because anytime I mention it, you come out with this Star Wars hate.
It's not Star Wars.
It is. And you've never seen one.
I don't like to disparage other people's interests.
You do. But you do disparage all the time.
Only
you not,
because you're so desperate for me to get on board
with
Star
Wars. Can you disparage instead of disparage, please?
You know...
Just parage this
afternoon. I'll parage for the next 2 minutes.
Okay, good. I want to hear some serious paraging from you.
Woo! Star Wars, yeah. May the 4th be with you. Am I right, everybody?
Oh, God.
Luke's dad is Darth Vader.
No, don't give it away.
Chewbacca goes...
Too much paraging.
Yeah, okay.
Too much.
Right, Yoda. Do or do not. There is no try. See,
look,
I know
it's a little sexy, that impression. Okay, maybe tone it down just a little.
Okay, I'll try.
Star Wars fans, it's the 25th anniversary of Episode 1. So The Phantom Menace came out when I was a kid. It's kind of one of my Star Warses. All Star Wars fans think it's the worst one. However, it's coming back to cinemas.
What? That's crazy.
I know. I booked my tickets. Oh. May 2, the family and my partner, we're all going to see it back on the big screen because I was only 6 or something when it came out. But if you're a fan of the originals, they will be at Event Cinemas May the 4th. Mm-hmm. They're doing a marathon, the original 3, 1, 2, 4, 5 and 6, sorry, and then 1, 2 and 3 on May the 5th. So if you want to see Star Wars and you love it, it's back on the big screen. But that's not what I'm talking about this afternoon, Sunny Coast.
Oh, thank God.
I want to know. Oh, God. Oh, gee, she's dying over there. Too much paraging. 545-11919, Sunny Coast. I want to know, what movie do you want to bring back to cinemas? Since Star Wars is coming back, let's bring back some other classics as well.
That was my Darth Vader impersonation, just for those who are wondering.
Bang on as well.
Yeah, just really had to get guttural.
He's also close to death.
For me, Andre the Seal. I want that to come back.
What is that?
It's a movie. It's the first movie I ever saw at the movies. I would have been like 4 or 5, one of my earliest memories.
Is it a cartoon?
No, it's a real movie about a seal that I think needs to be released into the wild or something like that. I can't remember.
Is it like Flipper?
Yeah, I think so. But my dad took my brothers and me, and the whole time all three of us were crying the whole way through that he had to take us out. So I feel like I didn't get to finish that movie. I'd like to see it again.
Chris, g'day, mate.
G'day, Taz. How are we going today?
Yeah, really good, mate. Well, what do you want to bring back to the cinemas?
No, I've been talking to the kids, got the kids in the car with me. My son would like Ice Age 2 due to the due to the dinosaurs being in that movie. It was his favourite as a youngster, and that's his youngest recollection of the movie when he was small.
Yeah, that's one of the first movies. I remember seeing the first one. I don't remember seeing the second of the Ice Age.
Is the second one better than the first, Chris? You know, as someone who would be taking your son to the movies, do you prefer Ice Age 2?
My son is nodding his head and he's almost falling off, so I'm going to go with him, yeah.
Doesn't even compare to the original.
All right, Ice Age 2. Well, if Event Cinemas are listening, then we'll send that to them. Chris, good on you, bud.
Would you sit through an Ice Age marathon, Chris?
I reckon I would, yeah. I reckon I would. It'd be good fun.
Marathons seem a lot for me. My ADHD brain could not cope with a marathon, nor could my long coccyx. I can't sit down for that long.
Excuse me? Fozzie has just messaged our show as well and said Cool Runnings. He'd love to bring Cool Runnings back.
That is a classic, that one. All right, let's go to the phones. Ava is in Wattulla. Ava, have you got a movie that you want to see back on the big screen?
Yeah.
Ava, you're only 10. How old is the movie that you want to bring back?
I don't know. I think it was from the 30s or something.
Wow, in the 30s?
The 30s.
That is pretty old. Ava, what is it?
The Sandlot.
The Sandlot?
The Sandlot Kids.
It was from 1993, so pretty much the 30s.
Pretty much the 30s. That was when I was born, Ava. So, yep. You think I'm really old, do you, Ava?
That's fair. He is super old.
I am really old.
Very old.
Yeah. Is it your favourite movie, Ava?
Well, my favourite movie, no, but I just really like it.
Be good to see on the big screen.
Do you remember the movie Little Rascals, Ava? That was the same kind of era and kind of movie.
Yeah.
Yeah? You like that one too?
Mm-hmm.
Your mum's in the car, hey? Mum, have you just got, like, all your childhood favourites that you're passing on to your kids? Is that what's happening here?
Potentially.
I love it.
Wait until you see Cool Runnings, kids. Yeah, that's going to be a great one.
Ava, have you seen that one?
Yes.
What about Dunstan Checks In, the like, orangutan that's loose in the big city?
No.
Oh, I've got that one on your list.
Mum, what are you doing?
Richie Rich, have you seen that one? If we're talking 90s movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is great. Ava, we love it. Hey, you're in the draw for those Lightning tickets as well. Good luck.
Thank you.
The Sunshine Coast Lightning. Become a member today. SunshineCoastLightning.com.au.
Yeah, can't wait for their first game this weekend. The girls have got it in the bag this season. I'm calling it now.
I'm still getting over Ava saying I was born in the 30s.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Live across the sunny coast, we are Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM, doing it for the Marucci Surf Outlet, who are always on sale. Lots of sales at Marucci Surf Outlet, at all the surf outlets.
Yeah, and always there, always on sale.
Special buys, some might call them. I mean, I don't know whether Aldi has that phrase trademarked. The special
buy. I don't. Surely not. Surely. Well, you can't TM. Just, it's two regular words.
You say special buys and you instantly think?
Aldi.
Okay.
Well, because I've only ever bought two special buys in my life.
Mm.
One of them was last week, a week before. They have these plants that are growing on a rock. And everybody here in the C building has one. I think one, two, three. I think there's five or six people in the C building have them.
Yeah.
And I felt a little left out and they went on sale the other day. I went, yep, I'll buy one. Thank you very much.
An all-staff email went out when that happened.
Yeah.
Someone emailed and said, hey, guys, everyone, you can get the rock plants at Aldi. It's a special buy. Go down. And so there was like six of us went to Aldi to buy these special buys. Would you have bought that if it wasn't on sale?
Oh, special buys on sale?
Yeah.
I was going to buy it just however much it was.
Oh, really?
Because of the frenzy that this building creates for those rock plants, I was just going to spend whatever it was.
Yeah, right. Well, this is the thing, right? Whenever something goes on sale, in my mind, I am there for it.
You are very thrifty. You love a bargain.
And I'll bulk buy if something's on sale.
Yep.
Like, you should see the stash of paper towels I have in my house at the moment because they are on special.
Actually, while we were at Aldi last week, you almost got me to buy a robo-vac because it was on sale.
It was a special buy.
And I almost did. And that was hundreds of dollars worth of a purchase. I almost did. And I've actually, the other special buy I've bought in my life was, I was probably about 22, 23. I bought a pair of binoculars because they were on sale.
Just because they were on sale. Yeah. It's this power that the little red ticket has over you.
Yes.
And Aldi's actually gone viral this week because one of their special buys is a fold-up wheelchair. Like,
yeah, right.
Not something you typically go to Aldi for.
No.
But I feel like a lot of people would see that and be like,
also,
maybe I'll need that.
Maybe they're halfway around Aldi and they're going, gee, my legs are a bit sore.
Yeah, I could
I could just get that right now. 545-11919, Sunny Coast. Need you to get involved with the show. What did you buy because it was on sale?
Yeah, maybe it was an Aldi special buy. You went to Aldi to pick up some chicken and you ended up with a wheelchair, you know, as you do.
And I've actually got somebody in my life that I need on the show right now. She's a culprit of it. Her name is Rihanna. It's my sister. Hey, Ree.
Hi, Ree.
Hello.
Oh, I feel like this is the first time I've spoken properly to Ree.
Have you not met Ree before?
I don't think. Have we met Ree?
I don't think so. I haven't had the pleasure yet.
Oh, well, lovely to meet you. I've heard lots about you.
And I've heard lots of you.
Hey, let's do this off the air, guys. No. Hey, Ree, I've got you on because we're talking, what did you buy when it was on sale? I've heard bits and pieces about what you did this weekend. Can you share with us, please?
I'm a lover of jigsaw puzzles. And I went to a toy store on the weekend and they had a big sale of puzzles. So I bought 10.
10?
Which doesn't sound like, well, that sounds like a lot to you guys. To me, it's not so much, but it means that the shelf I have of puzzles is now overflowing. So I think I need a new shelf on sale if there's one going. But no.
I heard that it was a few more puzzles than that, Ree.
Oh, is she downplaying?
I mean, well, no comment.
You've rendered her speechless.
I've heard that it's a few more than 10.
She doesn't want to get caught out, Tassie, okay, with her puzzle addiction.
Oh, people are going to put the pieces together and try and work out who it is.
Oh.
Hey.
Good on you, Ree.
What did you buy when it was on sale? 545-11919. What did you buy just because it was on sale? You could be scoring tickets to the Lightning, and it was 42 puzzles.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
You know Winx. Remember Winx, the horse?
Yes.
That won every single race it ever raced. Have you heard this news today?
I heard the news. This is insane.
Its first foal, so baby Winx, has sold an auction today for $10 million.
I don't think they know if it's going to be a good race. Well, they probably do.
Yeah, they
probably can work it out.
So I read the notes for the auction and they said they'd inspected it.
How riveting was the notes read?
Oh, I literally read like the article that was about the notes.
Okay.
So I didn't really do a deep dive. But yeah, they've inspected the horse itself and it looks like a good horse. And its parent was Winx. Is Winx a boy or a girl? I don't know. Girl, I think. And then the dad was also a really good horse. So this horse, at the pressure that is on this little horse to be good at running.
Yes, but if you've got 10 mil to spend on a horse, you're going to give it the best facilities. You're going to train this thing up. This is like Superman of the horse world.
But what if it doesn't want to be an athlete? What if it wants to be an actress? What if it wants to be the next Black Beauty?
An artist.
Okay. There's a world of possibilities out there for baby Winx.
$10 million.
It's nepotism at its finest. That's what I call it. Anyway, baby Winx, if you're listening, good luck. All the best. I hope you make $10 million worth.
That's
otherwise,
right.
Your owners are
Ellie's going to got some money on you.
Yeah.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Super excited for this, Sunny Coast. It's called Bandle. It's like Wordle, but it's with a song every day. You can search it on your phone. You can play along at home, but we like to do it on the radio show as well because we just have so much fun. And Ellie and I get to compete a little bit. So they've picked a song for the day. Mm-hmm. They've broken it into its parts, drums, bass, guitar, vocals, etc., depending on the song as to what the layers are. Today's song, we know that it's from 2011 and they've said that it's going to be a hard one, so
I like it when it's a little bit difficult.
How this works is we'll play it by the layers. Sunny Coast, play along with us, see if you can beat us, and I need to try and beat Ellie.
All right, here we go. Here's the bass line. Oh.
I'm getting nothing from this.
I'm getting a bit of, like, party rockers.
Oh, yeah.
In 2011. The house tonight.
2011. Yeah.
Party rocker. Okay, let's go to the next layer. Oh, no, that's it. This one. This is the synth layer.
Oh, okay.
Express yourself. No.
Oh. Remember, Sunny Coast, if you think you know what it is, 545-11919, you can beat us to it.
This is a tough one.
I'm not getting anything from this so far.
This next layer is called
2011.
Electric guitar and whistle.
Oh,
is the whistle going to be? Take me by the tongue and I'll show you. Yes. It moves like Jagger.
I think so too. Maroon 5, is it Christina Aguilera?
Yeah.
Moves like Jagger, let me lock it in.
Oh, there's the whistle at the end. Voice cover.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Well done. Hey, Sunny Coast, if you beat us to it, pat yourselves on the back. We're going to try and play this every day. Bandle, if you want to play along, show your family as well. Bandle.
Our favourite part is the last clue that they give you. If you haven't got it after all of that, they'll give you a verbal clue.
Yes.
Moves like Jagger. Yeah. Your verbal cue is motions like Jaggy.
Oh, gosh.
Live across the Sunny Coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9. CFM.
We love to make your day, Sunny Coast. That's the reason we're here. 3 to 6, we want to give you upbeat, feel good. We want to play a heap of music. We want you to feel good on your way home after work. But sometimes we do have to share devastating news.
Oh, gosh.
We
do. I don't want to devastate people. That's not what I'm here for.
No, well, sometimes we have to do it.
Okay. Hit me with it.
So you know Chupa Chups, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we say it here in Australia.
Oh, that's how it's pronounced.
Well, guess what? They made it in 1958 in Spain. That's where Chupa Chups originated. And it's going viral at the moment because it's actually not Chupa Chups.
What do you mean it's not Chupa Chups? It is Chupa Chups.
It's not Chupa Chups. It's not a Chupa Chup. What's your favourite flavour of Chupa Chup? It's not that.
I'm a cola girl, obviously.
Yeah.
Maybe a strawberry Chupa Chup girl.
Yeah, I like the cola as well.
What do you mean to tell me, Taz?
Have a listen to how it's pronounced.
Chupa Chups.
Sorry?
Chupa Chups.
Chupa Chups. That's,
Chupa Chups.
That's how they say it in Spain and a lot of other countries around the world. Chupa Chups.
Chupa Chup. Hey, Taz, can I have a Chupa Chup? I'm sorry, it does not work.
It's not going to sit with me. I don't know where to go from here. I just don't know where to go.
I will say, though, this guy's got kind of a sexy voice.
Chupa Chups.
He's got a sexy voice.
Chupa Chups. He sounds like Puss in Boots.
Chupa Chups.
No? This is not where I expected it to go.
Okay.
Oh, all right, no.
There you go. So sorry if we've ruined your dream.
Wrap your lips around a Chupa Chup, everybody.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.